We're digging into a country legend's favorite things.
Well, I love dogs.
Dolly Parton and dogs. What could be better?
There is nothing of greater importance to secure the future of this empire.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, February 21st. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Ike Barinholtz is making Jeopardy history. The Mindy Project actor is set to become the first ever Celebrity Jeopardy winner to go head-to-head against some of the game show's greatest minds in this year's Tournament of Champions. He will compete against fellow contestants Melissa Clapper and Ray LaLonde in the seventh quarterfinals match on March 4th. The highly anticipated event will feature the, quote, biggest contestant field in TOC history, according to Sony. The 27 participants include not only Barinholtz, but also the winner of Jeopardy's high school reunion tournament, plus contestants who previously competed in 2022's Tournament of Champions, and six players who each advanced out of seasons 37, 38, and season 39's Champions Wildcard Tournament. Barinholtz participated in the very first season of Celebrity Jeopardy, and made it all the way to the series finale, where he competed against Will Wheaton and Patton Oswalt. In the end, he emerged victorious and earned $1 million for Pacific Clinic's Holly Grove programs, which offer developmental services for children and their parents. The first Tournament of Champions quarterfinal is scheduled to air this Friday, February 23rd. And never mind 8 days a week. How about four films about the Beatles in a single year? Oscar-winning director Sam Mendes has announced that he will direct a quartet of theatrical films about the legendary British pop combo, with each movie relating the story of the Fab Four from a different member's point of view. Mendy's previous directing credits include 1999's American Beauty and the James Bond movies Skyfall and Spectre. Sony will release the four Beatles films in 2027. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Okay, so we're going to pick random topics out of a hat for our number three pick and see if it makes an appealing show. All right, here we go. We've got Dolly Parton, a fashion show, dogs, and a connection to a Christopher Guest movie. All right, that'll work. Our number three pick today is Dolly Parton's Pet Gala. The Queen of Country is hosting a two-hour special that features dogs strutting down the runway in iconic Parton outfits, as well as live performances from Parton with special guests and co-host Jane Lynch, who will not be playing the dog trainer from Best in Show, but you are totally welcome to pretend she is. Here's a preview.
Puppy love, they all call it puppy love, the perfect pet to kiss and hug, and I like it, it's puppy love.
Tonight is my first ever pet gala.
Well, I love dogs, and I thought it'd be wonderful to have a show where everybody could see all the different dogs and all the things that they do, from fashion to all the serious things they do besides just having fun. Well, I'm so excited because Jane Lynch is co-hosting the show with me.
And you know, when you have dogs, they're wild cards, you know, so they're always doing something delightful or stinky.
The doggies are going to be wearing all sorts of things. We are going to recreate a lot of my iconic outfits, and that's going to be a hoot. And we're going to be singing songs with all sorts of great artists.
You wake me up for the hound dog, crying all the time.
And we're going to be doing some of my songs.
Well, the special will prove that Dolly can do just about anything and make it a good time. Catch Dolly Parton's Pet Gala tonight at 9 on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Dolly Parton is, of course, a living legend who has a life story that matches her iconic stature. There are dozens of wild stories from her career, like that she wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same day, or that she wrote 9 to 5 while on the set of the movie of the same name. Well, in that spirit, which of these three outrageous Dolly facts is true. She once lost a Dolly Parton look-alike contest. The first cloned mammal, a sheep named Dolly, was named after her. Or Sesame Street made a character named Polly Darton in her honor. Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
Season 13 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, our number two pick today, is going out with an Erica Jane-sized bang.
Erica, you got this far. This is the warm-up for your Vegas residency. You have a chance to redeem yourself. Erica Jane is back, and she's at SoFi Stadium. So take that.
After a particularly stressful season that saw some cracks appear in her marriage, as well as the death of one of her closest friends, Kyle Richards is planning her and husband Mauricio Umansky's annual white party. Now, this being the most luxe of the housewife cities, Kyle is renting out SoFi Stadium for the party, and she's hired gal pal Erica to perform. The finale also teases a teary bombshell about Kyle and Mauricio's relationship, which, if you've glanced at a tabloid the last few months, has to do with their separation after 27 years of marriage. Though the pair remain adamant IRL that they won't divorce, viewers have seen how they've grown apart, putting their separation into context. Now, Erica, of course, has had her fair share of struggles the last few years, what with her husband Tom Girardi's legal troubles and the derailment of her career as a performer. It's been a few years since she starred in Chicago on Broadway, and this season has followed her as she's clawed her way back from pop oblivion. Although it has been a bit of an uneven season with some really great moments, like that weed dinner party from hell and Erica's drunk savant performance in Spain, and some really questionable ones, may we all never have to hear about Sutton Strack's esophagus ever again, it is still pretty clear why Beverly Hills remains the most popular among the Real Housewives franchise. Further evidence? Sutton shopping for jewelry with her daughter Porter.
This is a light blue diamond.
This is exquisite.
That ring was $9 million.
Brett, my business manager, would kill me.
No, no.
Porter, what's your choice?
I like these.
Okay, I'm doing these.
Those are $68,000.
Okay.
Well, settling for those $68,000 earrings over that $9 million ring was probably the hardest thing Sutton had to swallow that day. Sorry, folks, couldn't resist. The season 13 finale of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs tonight at 8 on Bravo and is available to stream tomorrow on Peacock. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to watch, we'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We've got a good one for today's number one pick, Star Wars The Bad Batch. The final season of the Clone Wars spinoff premieres today, and in this last installment, the elite clone troopers go to battle in their efforts to reunite with Omega, who has problems of her own inside a remote Imperial lab. So, what to do? Well, they'll all find allies in unexpected places, making their fight against the Empire all the more interesting. Here's the trailer.
We've got troopers up top. We're running out of road!
Not exactly a stealth exit, boys.
Let's move!
I thought that the end of the war would mean an end to losing more of our brothers. But I was wrong. We can't just walk away. Not with the Empire imprisoning the kid.
Secure her in a cell.
Omega's been waiting for us a long time. Our mission is not over yet.
There is nothing of greater importance to secure the future of this Empire. Whatever is needed to accomplish this goal, you will have it.
They are coming. For all of
you.
Give us a real challenge. Everyone, down!
We're not big on following orders.
I wasn't planning on killing you. But you're making it very tempting.
As you can imagine, lots of lightsabers, lots of big battles here. The first three episodes of the final season of Star Wars The Bad Batch are streaming today on Disney Plus. Also, be sure to check out EW's podcast, Dagobah Dispatch, for insights and interviews with the show's stars and producers about the new season. That is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of these outlandish facts about Dolly Parton is actually true? She once lost a Dolly Parton lookalike contest. The first cloned mammal, Dolly the sheep, was named after her. Or Sesame Street created a character in her honor named Polly Darton. Well, gotta admit, we're messing with you a bit there. All three things are true. Though the first one, gotta say, might be the weirdest. She did reveal in her memoir, Dream More, that she was in L.A. and discovered that a bar was having a Dolly Parton lookalike contest. So the Queen of Country got all dressed up, exaggerated her features, and didn't tell the bar who she was. In the end, the contestant with the most applause would win. Parton lost to a man dressed like her and got the least applause of all the contestants. And that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, Lester Brathwaite, and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
What to watch.